Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, someone really likes turning on the lights on and off here. All right. Have you heard this before? She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. You ever done that? You know what I'm talking about? When I was younger, and I got this schoolboy crush on a girl, I would think about her and I would pull petals off of a flower, counting them. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. And I go around the whole flower, right? Thinking that, well, if I got to the end of the petals, and the last petal was, she loves me. Well, then she probably did, right? Because that's how that works, right? No, that's silly. It didn't mean anything. You'll never know if someone actually loves you by pulling petals off of a flower. Flowers have nothing to do with love. But we do wonder sometimes if someone does love us. Sometimes I have to discipline my little boy at home when he does something wrong. And lately he's been doing this, and it breaks my heart when he does it, but after his discipline, he looks at me and he says, "Daddy, do you still love me?" And of course, the answer is yes. But I have tears in my eyes as I pull him close to me and I hug him. And I just want to squeeze him so hard that his eyes would start to pop out. And I tell him, "I will always love you, whether you make good choices or bad choices. And there's nothing he can do to get rid of my love. All he wants to know is if I love him." Sometimes you might argue with your parents. Sometimes you might argue with your brothers or your sisters. You might even argue with your friends. And you might wonder, do they still love me? Do they even like me? Now, I will tell you this. Who we love changes over time. Throughout your whole life, there will be people that come into it that you get to choose to love. And there'll be those people who are chosen for you to love. For instance, mom and dad, you're always going to have to love. That's been chosen for you. Siblings, you are always going to have to love. Your fellow students and teachers in this place, no one chose for you to be here with all these people except for God. God chose for you to love everybody here. But your friends throughout your life, they'll change. You might change churches. You might meet new people. And you get to choose to love those new people. Here's the thing to remember. God chose you. He chose to make you so that he could love you. He chose to create you. You out of all the people that he could have made, he chose to create you so that he could love you. And his love for you never wanes. It never gets less. God's love for you always remains. It is consistent. It is immovable. It is steadfast. Now, you don't deserve this love. I don't either. Everything we do is sinful. Everything we do is against God and his holy law. And for that, he should be rightfully angry. You don't deserve his love. But you have it nonetheless. God chose you to love, and he doesn't change his mind about that. But what does it mean that God loves you? Jesus says there is no greater love that a man can have that he would lay down his life for a friend. That means you would literally die for someone else. You'd take the bullet. You'd step in front of the car. You'd push him out from in front of the train. And in the love of God, Jesus himself, sent by God the Father, laid down his life for you. There is no greater love than laying down your life for a friend. And Jesus laid his life down for you, his friend. He did. He counts you as a friend. He chose to love as a friend. He'll always be with you because he always loves you. And because he loves you, you can follow him. Even through this Lenten season that we're in, watching how he loves you and showing that same love to others along the way. Christ loves you so much, more than you could know. And he loves you all the way to the cross. There is no greater love than this. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.